This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Taliban spokesman says a bomb exploded in a mosque during Friday prayers in a town outside of the eastern Afghanistan city of Jalalabad, wounding at least 15 people. Qari Hanif, the government spokesman for Nangarhar province, said that the bomb appeared to have been planted in the mosque in the town of Treli. It was the third major mosque bombing in 5 weeks in Afghanistan, following attacks on two mosques on two successive Fridays last month. The Islamic State group has been waging a campaign of violence against Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers, who have vowed to crush the militant threat. Going into overtime Friday night, negotiators at UN climate talks in Scotland were still trying to figure out a common ground on phasing out coal when nations need to update their emission-cutting pledges, and especially on money. Talks are a bit of a stalemate, and the United States, with support from the European Union, is holding back. And that's according to Lee White, the Gabonese Minister for Forest and Climate Change. As the talks approached midnight, rich nations had much more optimistic views, showing the split that might occur after new drafts appear on Saturday. Steve Bannon, a longtime ally of former U.S. President Donald Trump, was indicted Friday on two counts of criminal contempt of Congress after he defied a subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The Justice Department said 67-year-old Bannon was indicted on one count for refusing to appear for deposition. This is VOA News. A federal court in the U.S. declined Friday to lift its stay on the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for businesses with 100 or more workers. The New Orleans-based Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted an emergency stay last Saturday of that requirement by the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration that those workers be vaccinated by January 4th or face mask requirements and weekly tests. Lawyers for the Justice Department and Labor Department filed a response Monday in which they said stopping the mandate from taking effect will only prolong the COVID-19 pandemic and will cost dozens or even hundreds of lives per day. But the appeals court rejected the argument, saying that it's firmly in the public interest. Japan's preparations for the next coronavirus surge include adding thousands more hospital beds to avoid a situation like last summer, where COVID-19 patients were forced to stay home even when they needed supplemental oxygen. Japan has the most hospital beds per capita in the world, but COVID-19 patients were admitted to only a fraction of them. Hospitals that were reluctant to accept them said that they were not able to handle infectious diseases or the cost. The roadmap of coronavirus measures adopted Friday aims to have beds for up to 37,000 patients. That is up from 28,000 by the end of this month. The plan also includes booster shots starting this month, as well as oral treatments. Germany's Disease Control Center is calling for people to cancel or avoid large events and reduce their contacts as the country's coronavirus infection rate hits the latest in a string of new highs. While the infection rate has not yet not as high in some other European countries, it is relentlessly rising in Germany, and it has set off alarm bells. Outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel plans to meet the country's 16 governors to coordinate nationwide measures. International agencies warn that more than 1.1 million people in southern Madagascar urgently need food aid. The World Food Program says about 700,000 people are already receiving food aid and increased emergency assistance is needed. There is more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.